Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Will Polacek here with you. Ken Roundtree producing on the other side of the glass. You can follow the show at Willie P Style. Ken has done me the favor of getting me back up to 2,300 on Twitter as he nods in approval. You can follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game and reach us 404-741-0929 on the phones and also the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We'll read some of those throughout the show as they warrant. We talked earlier about the Braves 5-3 win in San Diego, keeping the Braves 6 up in the division on Washington, 7.5 over Philadelphia. That gives them a nice win to kick off the second half here, part of their West Coast road trip, 3 in San Diego, 3 in Milwaukee, and then the 4 that will take place at SunTrust Park beginning Thursday through Sunday against the Washington Nationals. Julio Teheran takes on Joey Lucchesi coming up in Game 2 of the series against San Diego, 8:40 our time, 5:40 with a twilight start at Petco Park. But last night, it's funny, I was going to basically wake up around 1:30 to rewatch the Braves, or at least watch the Braves on DVR replay, kind of basically so I could watch it almost in a fast pace, you know, with the DVR help, and kind of use that as the prep for the show, just because I knew we would talk about the first game after the break. And I saw something, just because when I woke up, I saw the game was still on the TV, and they had on the crawl that the Angels had a no-hitter going. And after further investigation on my Twitter, I was looking at some of the things that were being said, and I didn't realize that this was the first game that they played at Angel Stadium of Anaheim since Tyler Skaggs passed away. Tyler Skaggs, as you may remember, the 27-year-old pitcher from Anaheim who was taken from us so tragically and so senselessly by a disease or some sort of circumstance that has still not been released by the medical examiner in Southlake, Texas. The Angels were in Arlington to take on the Rangers. They postponed that game, as they rightly should have. And baseball still shaken by that. We saw Mike Trout wear the number 45 in the All-Star game. But they went a step further on Friday night to honor Tyler Skaggs' memory. Every player, not only on the 25-man roster, but also on the field staff, wore Tyler Skaggs' jersey. Not just his jersey number, his actual jersey with the Skaggs nameplate on the back. They brought his family in. His mother threw out the ceremonial first pitch. Mike Trout homered in the opening inning. And basically, the Angels were on their way to a rout, but with, of course, the added caveat of a no-hitter. Taylor Cole got the start. 2 1/3 innings, he was basically the opener, as the new custom is, to basically have a guy get through the first couple of times through the order. He did so without allowing a hit. Gave way to Felix Pena. And he amazingly went the last 7 2/3. And the Angels completed the masterpiece.
And this is ground ball to second base. Rentheifel falls down, picks it up, fires the first. The Angels have no hit the Seattle Mariners.
That's the call courtesy of Fox Sports West. Pena, the last 7 2/3, just one base runner allowed in the fifth inning. He retired the last 14 in a row, just the one base runner reaching for the Seattle Mariners as the Angels win 13-0. If it was just a no-hitter on a random day, it probably wouldn't resonate with us here in Atlanta. But it resonates throughout the sports world in a lot of symbolic ways, because there were a lot of, I don't want to say coincidences, because, and not to turn this into something, because I never like to bring these type of things up on the radio, but it gave you faith in a higher power if you don't already have it. Because today, it's funny, on the East Coast, if you were watching it on the 13th, today is Tyler's birthday. Would have been his 28th birthday on the 13th of July. They scored 13 runs matching the birth date of Tyler Skaggs. The home run that Mike Trout hit in the opening inning was 454 feet. His number was 45. Just an amazing juxtaposition of what I wouldn't call coincidences, but what I would call fate. And the really, really cool moment at the end of the game, that if you haven't seen it, you have to watch the highlight shows because it's all over the place, is that with those Tyler Skaggs jerseys, they not only were wearing them the entire game, each of the Angels players and coaching staff took those jerseys off and placed them on the mound after the game. And I'm sitting here watching this in my bed, and I couldn't control myself from sobbing. You couldn't watch that without crying. Here is Mike Trout, who spoke after the game regarding wearing the number 45 and the best way to honor Tyler Skaggs' memory.
We kind of got together in Texas, talked to Billy. You know, we're trying to figure out the best way to, you know, honor him. And, you know, we thought that the group, our team, should, you know, wear Skaggs and the number 45 on our back. And we all agreed on that and think that's the best way we could honor him. And, you know, everybody going out there and showing the support to his family.
They're showing it again on ESPN, and it's a goosebumps type thing. And they also put an amazing lithograph on the pitching rubber that covers the jerseys. And it's one of those really, really cool moments in sports that remind us why we do what we do. And it was just a really, really cool thing. There was a mural out in right field that honored his memory, and the real tragic thing is we still don't know what happened. They ruled out foul play. They ruled out suicide. There was an erroneous story that was trying to allege reasons that might have been nefarious involving his death. That story was retracted. I'm not even going to repeat the claim because it sounds ridiculous, ludicrous, and insensitive to do that. It's just a tragedy. It reminds me of what happened with the Cardinals and Daryl Kyle a couple of years back, and Walt Jocketty, who was the general manager of the Cardinals at the time, had to go through that in a couple of instances, not just with Kyle, but also with Josh Hancock in a much different scenario, just different situation, a player death in the middle of the season. And there was a great piece written in The Athletic about how he reached out to the Angels organization and basically was like, look, there's no playbook for this. There's no way that you can handle this. You have to basically take the utmost sensitivity going into this entire situation and, you know, set up grief counseling, set up, you know, a center for the police to be able to at least conduct an investigation. Just all these things that you don't think about when you're wanting to be an executive in baseball, and things that no general manager should have to think about. But just an amazing evening for the Angels family and the community of Angels fans who were felt by the unfortunate tragedy of Tyler Skaggs' death. But a no-hitter is thrown in the first game that the Angels play in their home ballpark. Scheduling quirk because of the fact that they were on the road to conclude the first half of the season, and of course you had the All-Star break, and they didn't get back home until the 13th and the 12th. So as a result, their first game is one that not only will their fans remember for their entire lives, but I'm sure we'll remember as well as we continue here on just looking at that particular sentiment and that particular game. Just it's a good thing. It's a good thing for baseball that that they were able to get that type of healing from that moment. Unfortunate and tragic that that young man is gone, but hopefully this event will allow them to have the type of healing that they need to.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.